So here we are, Friday the 13th. It's a full moon. We won't get the full moon on a Friday the 13th until 2049. So make fun. Sorry. Go have fun and don't kill anyone. Talking to you, Jason Voorhees. So this just in, breaking news for comics. There's spies at DC, and they tweeted out through Geek Girl Authority. If you don't know who they are, follow them on Twitter, follow their blog, because they have some really cool stuff all about geeky stuff and comics. So DC, the anonymous spy at DC, even if I knew his or her name, I wouldn't mention it because we want more sneaky information. So we have the movie schedule for DC through 2018. So for the next 4 years, these are the new DC movies. I'm so excited. Yeah, and we do have to wait until 2016. Superman, Batman was going to be next year, but they pushed it back a year. And you know what? It's okay. We already know who Wonder Woman is. Gail Gautreaux. I can never say her name. We saw a picture of her in as Diana Prince, which is her alias, like Clark Kent as Superman. For those of you who don't know Wonder Woman. And I'm really excited about Wonder Woman. Let's just go through the schedule, then we'll talk about the movie. So 2016, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. It's not versus, and Superman is not first. It's Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. And in that movie, we'll see a little Wonder Woman, and we'll be hinted at the future characters. So we'll probably hints of the Flash and the Green Lantern, I would assume. And this movie is going to be based on the comic, The Dark Knight Returns. And that was the inspiration for, well, Tim Burton, the original Batman movie, I guess 1989. And also for Christopher Nolan. So it's not like, you know, Batman is Batman and Robin. It's definitely not like the 60s TV show, because there was a lot of campy stuff in there. So it's like standalone Batman. And in the comic, The Dark Knight Returns, and that comic was published, well, I think in 89, definitely in the late 80s. It's an older Batman, and it's returns because he's coming back to fight crime, because Gotham needs him. And that was turned into a 2-part animated movie, and each movie was more than an hour and a half. And I was so amazed. I wanted more of it. That's one of the better stories in Batman. And I mean, there's so many great stories in Batman. I really can't pick one, but it's really like the essence of The Dark Knight. And I do like the emotionally tortured Bruce Wayne. Not the happy billionaire, you know. He's dealing with his pain, and he beats the crap out of criminals through vigilante justice. Yeah. So he's a little dark, he's a little more human, and I think that's why so many people like him. July 2016, we have Shazam, and I don't know anything about this movie. Shazam has had several incarnations in the past. There was I guess Shazam was on the Justice League cartoon. One of the better, if not the best, DC cartoon in the last 15 years, I would say. I love the Justice League, and I'm so sad it stopped after, what, 2 seasons? Yeah, I really liked that show, and had such good characters. Some people said, you know, when they did Justice League Unlimited, which is the later episodes, it was just too much, too many heroes and that. But they really like set up each episode, and it was a continuation. And that final thing with Darkseid, I just couldn't get enough of it. So yeah, watch it, rewatch the Justice League. You'll definitely love that. So Shazam. He was on the Shazam Isis Hour. Was that from the 70s or something? I remember watching that a long, long time ago. Must have been on the reruns. I don't know. There was like Godzilla reruns on Saturday afternoons and this. you know, they twisted the story a little bit. But in the comic, Shazam is an 11-year-old boy. And he gets magical powers from the grand wizard who's dying. And when he says Shazam, he turns into Captain Marvel. The history with Captain Marvel, I'm not sure if I've told you guys or not, but Captain Marvel was more popular than Superman for a long while. And in the 50s, I believe it was like 1954 or something, 56. DC, this is DC's darkest moment, I think. They sued this independent comic company because they said Shazam was too similar to Superman. And they stated, like, well, they both fly, they both have these, you know, superpowers. And the courts didn't really understand the similarities between, or the nuances, I should say, in comic characters. And this would never happen today. Because Superman's from a different planet. And, you know, Captain Marvel gets his powers from a wizard. It's completely different. But they're really powerful and they can both fly. So anyway, the court gave DC most of the rights to Captain Marvel. They could still use the name Captain Marvel, but DC could also use that name. And so DC, instead of just like sitting on it, they just took Captain Marvel and started publishing their own comic. And the readers didn't understand. It was the most popular because at that time, the biggest audience reading comics was 11-year-old boys. And here it is. You could get powers from a wizard and turn into a superhero and fight crime. Every 11-year-old boy wants that, right? So they just took it and made money off it, which was, I thought, kind of low. And then that independent comic company, which I should remember the name right now, but I don't, they were about to go under. Just a few months later, Captain Marvel was their biggest comic, the most profitable one, and they're about to go under. And Marvel bought them. So, and for a while, they could publish. Marvel published like a similar version of Captain Marvel, but it wasn't too popular. And then they reused the name. So there's the Kree Captain Marvel, and that Kree gave Miss Marvel her powers. And then in 2012, Miss Marvel was rebranded to, you know, a new uniform, more like the Captain Marvel. And instead of Miss Marvel, the comic just became Captain Marvel. So it's still Carol Danvers. So that whole Captain Marvel thing is kind of confusing, but they took a cool character, Miss Marvel, Carol Danvers, and then made it even better. So a new uniform, better writing, better character, and it's more of a role model for girls and women in general, which is awesome. Comics should be enjoyed by everyone. I really love Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel. So that's Shazam, July 2016. Christmas 2016 is The Sandman. And if you guys don't know The Sandman, just read the comic. I mean, they have it on Google Play. You can buy it online through the DC store. I like digital comics because you can iPad it, or you don't have to fill up your garage with comics, which I love. The Sandman is really cool. I took some really cool photographs of the Sandman, a cosplay. Yeah, I should put those on my Facebook sometime. I don't want to describe what Sandman is. It's definitely not the Marvel version that's sand. The DC version comes to you in like dreams and is more like Edward Scissorhands, kind of dark. So very cool. The artwork has always been amazing, consistently amazing. Christmas 2016 is The Sandman. Okay, so May 2017, here it is, the Justice League. So they're going to do it. So 1 year after Superman or Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, we have the Justice League. So obviously they're going to plant lots of elements in there. Wonder Woman's going to be in it for, I don't know, 10 minutes or something. And then the Justice League will be, here's the lineup, Green Lantern, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Cyborg, and Aquaman. So despite the rumors, Martian Manhunter will not be in it. And a lot of people are disappointed about Aquaman being in the Justice League, but he is a pivotal character. And anyway, I don't want to justify Aquaman, but he's going to be in it. He probably won't have his standalone movie, but he's from Atlantis. You know, he's not that bad. And they'll show his powers more than just talking to fish. So, okay, July 2017 is Wonder Woman. So July is the big blockbuster movie time. So it looks like they're going to spend a lot of money on Wonder Woman. And I hope they cover the origin, the mascara. That's the mascara. Paradise Island, if you've watched the Wonder Woman TV show. It's not the mascara like makeup, but that's one of my jokes that I've just said incorrectly. Anyway, she's an Amazon. An island, full of women. It's based on the Greek legend. And hopefully Artemis will be in the Wonder Woman movie. I hope so. I love Artemis. Oh, there's two Artemises. There's Artemis from Young Justice, you may remember. And, of course, that area of D.C. and Archer. Artemis is based on the Greek legend, goddess of the hunt, also an archer. Artemis in Wonder Woman is as powerful as Diana, Wonder Woman, if not more powerful. And she's depicted with red hair and, armor and a spear, usually. Yeah, so the Amazons are really powerful, and they were entrusted by the ancient Greek gods. Was it Apollo or Zeus? I think Apollo in the Greek legends killed the Amazons and forced them into the East. Actually, that's a really cool odd fact. It was the myth that they were forced into the East, and through genetic testing, finding the graves in Greece of Amazon warriors, they were able to follow the migration of the Amazons. And every once in a while, there's a blonde head girl born in Mongolia, and they've traced that genetics to ancient Greece. Greece used to be, and that area used to be all blonde Aryans before the Moors invaded that area. So, yeah, everyone got black hair. You know, Greece and Italy and all that. Everyone got black hair and tan skin. So Wonder Woman, I'm really excited about that. And I hope it's, I mean, if you ever saw that pilot for that most recent TV show, it was horrible. So I think everyone knows how important Wonder Woman is. The cartoon standalone movie, the animated movie, didn't do so well. And that's kind of why DC Animation has shied away from doing more Wonder Woman projects. But Wonder Woman is very important. It's really important to have a very powerful, strong female lead, you know, empowered women. This is what we need. And as far as the costume goes, I'm kind of hoping it's going to be like the blue Amazon skirt. And the red bustier is good too. And yeah, the lasso of truth would be good for any woman to have. Where were you last night? I'm excited about Wonder Woman. I like her a lot. I'm not sure if they're going to do like Wonder Girl, Cassandra, or all the different characters. I'm just hoping for Artemis and Mascara. Okay, that's July 2017, the same year. So we're 2017. We're going to have three DC movies. May, Justice League, July, Wonder Woman, Christmas 2017, The Flash and The Green Lantern together. I'm not sure what that movie is going to be titled, but it looks like they're going to be focusing more on those characters. And we have them together, and I just want to mention right here, I hope all these movies are building for, like, epic movie, epic cinema events, like the Flashpoint Paradox and Black Knight. I mean, all these movies should be like leading up to those, because those are some of the most amazing stories in DC Comics or comics in general. I am definitely not going to pick one storyline that's better than the others, because there are so many that are great. But The Blackest Night and The Flashpoint Paradox are some of my most favorites. They should just do it, you know? I mean, sure, The Blackest Night is pretty complicated, and you'll have to introduce all the different lanterns. You know, I mean, that would be a lot. You know, you have to show Saint Walker and the blue light and how that's created. And then, there's so much to The Blackest Night. But anyway, 2018, we have Man of Steel 2. So, Man of Steel, Superman, so we're going to have Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, Mr. Luthor, I was really hoping Bryan Cranston would be Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is really smart. He always has a backup plan. And yeah, he's a great villain for Superman. We've seen him in almost every Superman movie, unfortunately. I totally want to see other Superman villains like Brainiac, I would love. And I would really, really, really love to see Darkseid. Oh my God. Yeah, it was great to see General Zod as a change in Man of Steel. But Darkseid? Whew, man. For some reason, he does look like Thanos, doesn't he? But yeah, I love Darkseid, and he can kill Superman, and that's important, because Superman is just uber powerful. He's got all the powers. In one comic, I think he blew out a star. Kind of ridiculous. So it's important to have, fighting someone who could beat him. So maybe they'll have Doomsday, who actually did kill Superman. Maybe that's how they could do it. Just have Doomsday kill Superman in Man of Steel 2, and then Justice League 2 have him come back and tell everyone that his powers are limited, and he gets his energy from the yellow sun, and his powers run out if he uses them too much. That would be cool. So DC was thinking about Metal Men and the Suicide Squad as movies, but they've put them on hold for now. So Suicide Squad was in Arrow season 2, and Michael J. White was Bronze Tiger. So yeah, I like Michael J. White. He played Spawn. So that's the most amazing news so far. Go over the schedule once again. May 2016, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. July 2016, Shazam. Christmas 2016, Sandman. 2017, Justice League. May 2017, Justice League. July 2017, Wonder Woman. Christmas 2017, The Flash, Green Lantern. May 2018, Man of Steel 2. If you want up-to-date comic news, follow me on Twitter @SciFiElements.